7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Who begins? Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, it's starting. Hello, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Yeah, hello. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And you have caught me utterly unprepared. Oh man, I'm having a hell of a day. And things are just great. And so, we're going to start off the show today by making some tea. So, do we have any hot water yet coming out of the faucet? Yes, we do. Let us grab the water boiling vessel. Man, I gotta tell you, I did not sleep well last night, and I'm not sure why. And I got up really early. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I was up for a while. And then I got very tired. And I went back to sleep. To catch up on the sleep that I missed out on. And so now I'm getting up way too late. Honestly, I kind of want to keep sleeping. Because, I don't know. Well, I do know. I was having this weird dream, and I kind of want to get back into the dream, but obviously that's not going to happen. What was your dream, Tobe? Well, gosh, I'm kind of not sure, but you know how dreams are. But yeah, there was this girl in my dream who, I saw this weird video. Oh, about a day or two ago, and there was this, you know, it was a cheesy, you know, love story movie drama, one of the Chinese ones that I like to watch, and there was this one girl who played a small role. Oh my God, no wonder it's freezing outside. Literally. Okay, that's probably the problem. I'm just cold. But anyway, I'd watched this movie, and there was this one girl who was really cute. She's this baby-faced girl. She had a small role. She probably only had about 10 lines in the whole movie. She probably was only in it for like maybe 5 minutes total. But she was really funny. She kind of, and she's really cute. And I was dreaming about this girl who, it was like summertime or something, and I was sitting somewhere outside at like a table and ran into her, and she sat down and she's like, okay, well, can I sit here, blah blah blah, that kind of thing. Like, yeah, you know, aren't you that actress? She's like, oh, I don't do that anymore now. I'm, oh yeah, wait, where were we in the dream? And she apparently like worked at where we were, I don't know. And then let's go somewhere, let's leave. And the next thing I know, I'm in a car or a truck with her, and she's driving, and we're going down the highway. And what were we talking about? We were just having like this fun time. Like, yeah, let's, were we going to go get some tacos? What were we doing? I don't know. Now that I'm waking up a little bit more, I mean, like, literally, I was still having this dream, like, 15 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago. And so I went to get back to my dream girl and whatever we were doing. Because it was fun. We were driving along and talking about something. And the weather was nice. What was that? Huh. Anyway. So, yeah. God, I'm kind of messed up. But that's okay. I feel good. My muscles are good. It's cold. But I managed to stay warm and relaxed. And now I'm just kind of sinusy. Or something. Why do I have a low-level headache? It's not that I have a headache. There's just pressure on my eyes. Am I going to be able to focus my eyes? It's not that important. Am I going to be able to wait for this water to boil? No, hurry up, water. In other news, my cat has begun sleeping under the synthesizer blanket again. And that's kind of annoying. Let's go down there real quick. That's kind of annoying because now we can't really... Is the kitty sleeping under there? Let's look. It's hard to tell. Yeah. I see a lump under a banky. Okay, back upstairs. Oh. All right. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. I want to do stuff. I feel ganky. I'm very ganky today. Water is boiling. But we're not going outside. It is 0 degrees. It is overcast. I'm looking out the window. Ironically, it does not seem very windy. It doesn't look windy at all. I do not see any leaves moving. I do not see any branches. But no, we are not going outside because I need to pour this water, make some tea. What kind of tea are you making, Tope? I am making ginger may. Good swirling technique. Oh, beautiful. Set the tea timer. All right. So, since we're up here, what else do we want to do? Do I want anything to eat? No, I'm plenty not hungry. What are we going to eat later? What do we got in the refrigerator? Kind of not a lot. Sort of need to go to the store. Maybe I'll wait to go to the store until tonight. What's in the freezer? Not a lot. Tea's ready. Pour the filter out. Yabba-dabba-doo. All right, well, I'm pretty excited that I have tea now. Oh, wow. The smell. Oh, ginger may is most amazing. Anyway. All right, we got tea. Do I need any drugs? We got the old acetaminophen here. No, I think I'm good. You know, the funny thing is last couple days, which have been kind of warm relative to today, you know, it's weird. I've had my muscles were weird yesterday. They were weird the day before. Now I'm kind of good, so. Oh, there's a big truck outside. What else is happening outside? Oh, I want to go outside, but I can't. Maybe that thermometer's lying. Maybe if we look at this thermometer over here, it'll tell us a different temperature. Nope. Still 0 degrees. That's 32 for all my American listeners. So it's not terribly, horribly cold. It's just, you know, cold enough that we're not gonna enjoy ourselves outdoors for extended periods of time. So let's get down here into the entertainment room, whatever we call this. Okay, As I'm sitting down here, okay, let's pour tea. Oh, I can smell it. It's so good. Jinjin Mei. If you've never had, like, really good tea, if you think you've had tea and you think, oh, I don't really like it, it doesn't taste like anything, oh, you need to drink some Jinjin Mei. Oh my God, yeah, I need that. Oh. Jinjin Mei is a black tea, and it tastes unbelievable. It can't even be described. The smell, how just rich it is, how just absolutely delicious. You've never smelled anything like it. I've never smelled anything like it. I can't get enough of it. But I can sort of get enough of sitting here like this. Oh, I need to kind of... Okay, yeah, well, good tea, but I'm starting to get a little twingy. Yeah, you know, we gotta do something. I can tell that I'm going to have to sit in some hot water for a while. But we obviously can't do that right now. However, oh, let me stand back up here. Yeah. Okay, yeah, this is better. We are going to go upstairs and we are going to start the hot water. Oh, yeah, huh. Yeah, I'm starting to tense up a little bit. So what we got to do is prime the bathtub, so to speak. So we're going into the bathroom here. And the way we prime the bathtub is we start the hot water, which isn't hot yet. So I got to sit here, run the hot water until it warms up. Okay, there we go, that's good enough. Then I gotta turn it off. And then I gotta put the plug in the drain. Okay. And now we let the hot water run for a little bit. Now, you're probably thinking, Tobe, this is really unusual behavior. Why are you doing this? Well, it's because, I don't know, something is a little bit weird with my hot water heater or something. I don't know, actually. Maybe we should... Okay, yes. That's what we're doing next. We gotta go check the water heater and see what the hell's going on. Basically, I don't get enough hot water to take a bath. I don't get enough hot water to... It's barely enough to have the water warm at half its... potential capacity, the bathtub. And so for like the last couple of days I've been lazy, and so what I do is I sort of prime the bathtub. I let the hot water run, and only the hot water, until it runs out, which will be in another couple of seconds here. I can tell by the level. And then we wait. Then we wait like 20 minutes or half an hour. By the time Dubious Goals Committee is over, the hot water heater will, you know, recycle or whatever. It'll go through its heating cycle. It'll heat up a bunch of more water. And then we can actually take a real bath. I'm looking forward to that real bath. Let's test the water. And yeah, it's starting to cool down a little bit. So we turn off the hot water. We adjust the plug in the drain so there's no little gaps or anything. We're good. Oh, hot, hot, hot. And yeah. And so now we let it just do its thing, which is basically to heat up the bathtub, like you would heat up a teapot. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the bathtub, you know, when it's cold like this, it's, let's face it, it's winter time now. It's freezing outdoors. It's 64 degrees American in my house, according to my thermometer right here, my thermostat, which is what? You know, that's like 16 or 17 degrees. It's nice and warm and toasty, but not too hot. And so, now we gotta check the water heater. Do I know anything about water heaters? No, of course I don't know a damn thing about water heaters. Except, let's see, I was shown, there's a little dial thingy. I'm grabbing the flashlight. I got the flashlight. Let's go downstairs into the basement. So maybe the bathtub, turn on the light. Maybe the bathtub is acting as a heat sink. I mean, it's a real bathtub. It's not plastic. It's made out of metal coated with porcelain or whatever. And I imagine it's mighty cold. Then the hot water goes in and all the hot water heat goes into the... Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm like, wait, this looks different. That's because this is the furnace. This is the thing that heats up the air, Tobe, you dumbass. You want the thing that heats up the water, which is this thing. Okay, I didn't have to bring my flashlight down because there's a flashlight already magnetically stuck to the water heater. Okay, flashlight on. Okay, did this thing get... Yes, this thing has been bumped or something. It got moved. It's not even close to where it's supposed to be. No wonder there's no damn hot water. I can't really... Can I turn it with my fingers? Yeah, kind of not really. All right, so, yeah, come on, get over there. We're going to need a tool. Okay, that's fine, because we're in my basement, where all the damn tools are. So we walk over here, and next to my soldering iron, I have a perfect pair of little pliers, and we walk back over to the hot water heater, and we need to... Just, there we go, tweak it a little bit, turn it right to, see, this little part has to line up with that little dinky divot thing, and that's like the most efficient thing, and I remember that I just turn it just a little bit more than there we go, perfect. Okay, that makes sense. Why couldn't I have done this, like, you know, 4 days ago? I don't know. Because science or something? I don't know. Put the pliers back where they belong. All right, now I'm standing in my basement. Needs to get a little bit more reorganized again, because basically what happens is I straighten everything up and everything gets nice and organized. And then some more crap comes into my house. I'm like, oh, where am I going to put this? Oh, there's some clear space in the basement now. Yes, okay. So we got a box of fireworks just sitting on the floor. We got a box of books just sitting on the floor. Oh, I should look through this to make sure, see if there's anything here I want to read. Yeah, this is mostly like old school books from college. Is there anything in here I want to read? Oh, yeah, let's pull this book out because this is an anthology of... Japanese literature. Can read that later. What else we got in here? Oh, a bunch of scripts. A lot of Greek stuff. Look at this. We got Sophocles. We got Aeschylus. So we got lots of stuff. Why is there two copies of Sophocles in here? Who knows? Oh, some books about movies and film from my film class. Another script or two. Okay, yeah, nothing interesting. So, yeah, I'm out of reading material. So, yeah, okay, so here's some decks of cards. This is a shelf full of decks of cards because I collect decks of cards. Rider backs. Do not send me any cards. Then behind me is my shelf of fireworks. Yay, fireworks. Then I got some junk, electronic junk over here that really I should... Really, I should get rid of this, some of this crap. I don't need any of this crap. Anyway. This one, there's rockets. And then I've got this laundry basket on my floor that's full of cardboard tubes. Huh. That laundry basket would be more practical as a laundry basket, really, because I only have two. Why... See, this would be a third laundry basket. That would be very handy. But no, it has cardboard tubes in it. God, I love cardboard tubes so much. Okay, let's turn off that light. And let's turn off this light. And let's go back up here. Oh, and look who is here. Hi, baby. Who? Guess who's waiting for me as we open the door. Guess where I was, Dingins? I was down in the basement. Oh, yeah, Brutti, too. Pippa has awakened. She just went upstairs. Where are you going? What are you doing? I'm also going to come up the stairs at least halfway so I can put this book here on the steps so I can read it when I take my bath. Let's see what the cat's doing. What are you doing, sweetie? Are you just coming up here to get some food? Going to have a snack? Okay, yeah, you have a snack, and I'm going to go downstairs, and I don't know, since you're awake now, I think I'm going to go down and turn on synth. Okay, you have a lovely snack. Okay, well, this is convenient. What perfect timing. We fixed the water heater. Well, not that it was broken. But we now have lots and lots of hot water, so I can fill up an entire bathtub with hot water in one sitting, and I can relax all my muscles. And I'll read my book, and it'll be great. Okay, so here we go. Take the blanket off of the synth. Yeah. Starts turning stuff on. The little keyboard that we're using as a drum machine and the clock to drive everything is recharged, and it's on now. Turning on the mixer. Let's plug stuff in. Clunkety clunk, clunk. Okay. Oh, and speaking of dead batteries, I've noticed this thing has dead batteries. That's fine. We got it plugged in right now. And I can recharge the batteries later. So, do we have synth? You know we do. We got so much synth, it's not even funny. Okay, so speaking of comedy synth routines, where are we at? I'm gonna put the microphone down. And now I gotta take my headphones off. Why is my ear so damn itchy? Okay. I almost died from ear itchiness there, but I don't know, it doesn't really translate on radio, so, so it's kind of a non-event for you. I'm resetting everything. Hold on, everybody, just wait a damn minute. Listening to the dubious Tobe got whooped way too late, and now he has to do synthesizer and then go take a bath committee, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. Thanks for tuning into some more of my synthesizer nonsense, but yeah, I do need to jump in the bathtub for a while and soak. So let's have a little bit more ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ee, ee.